I'm Alexandra Vitale, and this week I got to catch up with some diehard Bills fans to talk to them about some of their favorite Bills memories from the 90s. Though there were a lot of great memories, there was one in particular that kept coming up. That's the comeback game of 93 when the Bills came back from a 32-point deficit to beat the Houston Oilers in overtime, and it all happened right here at what was then known as Rich Stadium.
It was blacked out, couldn't find it. I was actually at that game. I don't have no memorabilia of it, but I was at that game.
Frank Reich, gotta love him.
It wasn't on TV, and we were staring at the radio.
Most surreal first half of football. Houston scored on all four of its possessions. And at the start of the second half, things only grew darker for quarterback Frank Reich and the Bills. Buffalo trailed 35-3. Never had an NFL team come back from as great a deficit, especially with its starting quarterback on the sidelines.
I was in a bar and the bar was just about empty. At the time when the game ended, it was like, are you kidding me?
And halftime happens and we start scoring.
At halftime, my wife wanted to leave and I said, no, we don't leave until until the fourth quarter and all zeros.
Now they overshift, may give it to Carwell here. No, it's Davis running left, trying to get to the corner flag, and he is in for the touchdown. So the Bills have finally scored. With 8:52 left in the third quarter, they go 50 yards. Four-man rush, sails it long, all over Beebe at the 10, at the 5, in for the touchdown. John Beebe was wide open, a blown assignment there. 4:29 left in the third, here is Reich. Looking to throw, rolls out, throws down. There is Reed at the 5, in for the touchdown. Andre Reed has scored. And now the Bills are back in this game.
And we're like, oh my God, is this really happening? And by the end of the game, we're all literally just staring at the radio, you know, freaking out.
Bills can win it here. Reich puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is good.
That was awesome. Unbelievable.
And that's the one that, like, I remember how it felt.
Though the comeback game will always be a top fan favorite, there was no shortage of great memories for these fans.
Just inside the three, and here comes Kelly. What a finish. Kelly waiting. Last play of the game. Back to throw, and he's going to run, and he dives for the touchdown. He dove for the touchdown. Jim Kelly is being mobbed. The game is over. Buffalo Bills football history.
Jim Kelly always, with all of those guys, you know, Andre Reed and Bruce Smith and all those guys, they all came, you know, they played, left everything on the field. But I remember many games where Kelly got hurt, went out for a couple plays, and he was back in there.
No, but the defense, but for the offense, game ball goes to every offense lineman.
Every one of Bruce Smith's sacks, I mean, he was a monster out on the field. Andre cutting across the middle, just everything about them. I grew up a Bills fan. My dad and Papa raised me on the Bills.
Bruce was just an animal. He was a beast. He was 6'6", 300-something pounds, what, 5% body fat. Amazing. Totally amazing.
I guess the easy answer is Jim Kelly. There's just too many to mention. I'd say Daryl Talley, because he was just the unsung leader of that team. He was always fun. He was always riling up guys. Really, really great guy.
Hey, talk about character. This is one. This is a team.
Thurman Thomas, for sure. The whole K-gun style, and he's the first running back I remember really catching the ball out of the field. It seemed like he started the whole wave of running backs being receivers also.
All I can say about the Bills is, what better team? They've gone to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Nobody else has done that. That is awesome.
The four Super Bowls we went to, unfortunately we lost them, but still no other team has ever came close to that, and no will ever come close to that.
He's right. No other team has gone to the Super Bowl four consecutive times. There's no doubt the Bills brought a lot of great memories to Buffalo in the 90s, and fans love to remember those great times. From Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Alexandra Vitale.